been taking advantage of the break to have more meetings in my office and conversations with constituents about some of the concerns there they've been hearing, and I've appreciated everyone who's reached out to our office to share their opinions on a number of issues. It's really going to help help my advocacy work in the House of Commons when we return later this month. But of course, the last couple of weeks, there's also the issue in Bearskin Lake with the COVID outbreak out there has really been a top priority for me and my office to ensure that we're advocating for the community and pushing the government to have a quicker response there. There's a number, of course, in terms of COVID-19. People are concerned with the fact that we are back into lockdown, the fact that lockdowns really have been normalized, I think primarily as a result of the federal government's failure to procure rapid tests and PPE and their inability to support hospital ICU and surge capacity through increased health transfers. So these are concerns we've been hearing, sort of the two steps forward, one step back approach we have right now at the federal level, and not utilizing the tools we have to manage this pandemic while avoiding the restrictions that we're seeing. And we've been pushing the federal government to support capacity to produce rapid tests here at home. And of course, that's a process that is ongoing, but the government has been slow to make that a reality. But even just procuring enough rapid tests in a timely manner and distributing them to the provinces has been something the government has made big promises about, but actually hasn't delivered quite yet. So we're going to continue to push for them on that issue, and we hope that they have success with it, because we need them to be able to. Of course, with Bearskin Lake, the chief had requested the military be deployed to assist the community in keeping up with some of their essential tasks. That was 2 weeks ago, and at this point, there's only been a handful of Canadian Rangers actually deployed to the community. I think it shows the government's, you know, they've been moving quite slowly, and there's really a gap between what the federal government has been saying with actually happening on the ground. So that's a great concern, of course, not just for Bearskin Lake, but for right across the region. We have to ensure that the federal government is in a position to assist northern and remote communities with outbreaks that may occur into the future, and that's something where we've really seen a lack of action and a number of band-aid solutions rather than the federal government actually listening to the needs of the community and taking that proper action.